There you go. A Tuesday morning. And you're on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Ballito for the love of music and local stories, local personalities. And right now, I've got a local story and a local personality for you. And if you're a fan of the local institution that is the Quick Spa down in Ballito Village, well, you might not know that it's recently been taken over by a new owner who happens to be in the studio with me right now. His name's Dave Buckingham, and it's really cool to catch up and find out about his plans for this iconic local retail spot. Dave, welcome to Radio Life and Style. Welcome to a Tuesday morning. Thanks. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, very good, thanks.
Great to connect with you. It's been really cool just chatting off air, finding out a little bit about your story and about where you're coming from. But as I understand it, this is not a new world for you.
No,
you've got many years in retail, and with the spa group particularly.
Yeah, I've been close to 28 years with spa.
But so you know your stuff.
Pretty much my whole life in retail, yeah.
Amazing, amazing. And the Quick Spa down in Ballito Village is kind of like an iconic shopping spot, certainly for many holiday makers, wanting to hit the beach. That's like a mandatory stop to quickly go and stock up on supplies, whether you're heading to the beach or coming off the beach, heading back to your holiday accommodation. Mm. And for locals, it's always been, like the name says, quick and convenient. And now, with a new owner, a new energy, new vision, where is the Quick Spa in Ballito Village heading for 2024 and the years ahead? What's your idea?
Yeah, my idea is to obviously to grow the business, firstly, but by being and getting involved in the local communities. You know, I wanting to do and be part of the community. We were with Mike Gahagan on Sunday with the beach, which is Beach. So I've got involved with him, which was something that the store was originally doing.
I believe you've also been with your tackies on, taking part in some of the regular
walks.
I
have been. Not a runner, but...
but you were there on 5K Friday?
Yes, I was.
And I believe you're also a passionate cyclist, which is a big thing in this part of the world as well.
Yeah. Hey? No, mountain biking, preferably, is it's been a long standing relationship, but
but you're bringing that passion. And so I've heard rumblings and rumors that there might be a bit of a cycle club starting up. If there are any cyclists listening, if you're keen to find out more, keen to bend Dave's ear.
Yeah, it's to try and get a group sort of like the Hunt Run and that sort of thing, sort of on a couple of mornings of the week, starting from the store, come back and have a cup of coffee.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah, so we got some ideas around that I'd like to share. So
get the wheels spinning. But you've been, now this has been month one of you taking the reins. February has been the sort of lead in. I believe you've been really making an effort to get out and to connect and to meet locals and to let them know that you're here and you want to hear from them and you want to get their input as well and find out what they're looking for in a Quick Spa. And so that sort of real hands on, feet on the ground, owner plan of action, seems like it's going to be a winning formula.
It's kind of my plan is to meet and greet. We're having a little cocktail evening on Thursday evening at the store. Difficult to invite everybody, but we've tried to sort of
put the word out
and focusing on the actual people in the village to start, because from there we can grow. My idea is to try and incorporate everyone in the village and do stuff together going forward, you know, make it a village thing and bring people back to the village.
And there has been this kind of resurgence of activity and excitement and energy down in that Ballito Village in recent years, you know, post COVID. It's been exciting to witness, and obviously now you're part of that very much. And you're in good company as well. It seems like you've got quite a cool, eclectic mix of neighbors whether it's local restaurants.
Yeah,
or
there's a lot of positive vibes there, and I want to capitalize on that and use that for are good, you know, going forward.
Absolutely. And so clearly this is, you know, a decision that you do your homework on. You know, you don't just decide to buy a supermarket one day out of the blue and do it the next day. Do you feel optimistic about the retail landscape and about Belito's future for the years ahead?
I think Belito's is as we all know, is growing, and there's a lot of people here. The village and the bottom area are probably well established already. Mm. And that's where my market is predominantly. Obviously, I don't want it to just be down in the basin there. I'd like it to be sort of broader, from a convenience point of view, you know. And we have a beautiful store. We carry a very wide range of exclusive products, not just your normal average grocery lines on the shelf. So if you're looking for a specific jam or a sauce or a spice or a different types of pastas, there's a huge range that we carry that a lot of other stores I know don't carry.
And you've obviously got that ability, that flexibility as owner to sort of flavor your store and curate your offering, right?
And we can. And that's the beauty of a spa store, is that we can buy from wherever we want to ultimately, and we can bring in lines that people want. Hence, I think, is how that range has developed in time with Ed and Natalie, is through that kind of word of mouth. And I'd like to continue that. So if people are looking for something, have got ideas, hey, I'm open to share anything, you know, and to learn. I've been in retail a long time, but the face of retail keeps changing and we need to stay with it. And there's new products that come in that we don't always know about, but people know. So I'm open to suggestions as to what people are looking for, yeah. You know.
Well, that's exciting to hear. And if you are a regular shopper down at the Belito Quick Spa in the village, and you've noticed the new face, the new presence, meeting and greeting, don't be shy to head up to Dave and let him know what you're looking for or what you're liking or what you want to see more of. And it's obviously in recent years that Quick Spa had undergone a transformation and a revamp, an upgrade. So it's you're jumping in at an exciting time and able to carry that momentum forward even further now, with a fresh set of eyes and a new sense of energy and enthusiasm and a community focus. So I can see it becoming even more of a vital community cornerstone, a place for people to meet, to connect, and to stock up on the best. And you're very much, you know, flying the flag for the Belito way of life, the good life.
No. Yes, and I mean, there's a lot of ideas that we have and around the sort of meals and meal replacement, hot deli, cold deli area. So again, I'm open to suggestions of lines that people would like to see for their lunches and things like that. We starting to look at a whole lot of different ranges of salads and wraps and things like that. So it's not the same stuff all the time.
But convenient sort of grab and go,
yeah.
Goodness.
And healthier options. You know, that's my focus over the short term now, you know, immediate.
And obviously, being an active guy yourself and with a community focus, you're in many ways, you are your customer. If it's something that you'd want to buy, chances are it's going to resonate with the market.
Yeah. So, but also, I mean, there's a wide spectrum. So there's that side of it, but there's also our fire and grill, which is not really fired up, and that's what I'm wanting to get it working properly, with a range of burgers and vorst rolls, and then we're also looking at bringing in a type of a pizza concept. Which is going to take a little bit longer because there's structural changes that I'll need to make. But
watch the space.
But the space, yeah, it's definitely looking to open up our coffee section a little bit more, have a couple of tables and chairs just to make it a bit more inviting than just a counter, you know. So, yeah. obviously there's a lot of coffee shops in the area, so I also don't want to step on toes, but it's just to create a person who's shopping in the store might want to just sit down and have a cup of coffee, and so that's what that's about.
Very cool, man. So lots of stuff in the pipeline, lots of exciting developments on the horizon, and things to keep your eyes peeled for while you're popping in on a weekly basis or a daily basis to check out the newness at Bolito Quick Spa down in the Bolito Village. Dave Buckingham is the new owner. You'll notice him on the retail floor. Look for the guy with the black frame glasses. And Dave, great to connect with you, man, and really excited to hear that you've hit the ground running, the wheels spinning. February's been month number one, ticked off the calendar.
Yeah, and already.
Can you believe it? Looking forward to touching base again and finding out how it's all going, and wishing you all the best with this exciting new chapter at Quick Smile
Thank
Valita.
You. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, it is, as I say. I'm hoping to impart a lot of my experience into the store and add to what has already been created by Ed and Natalie, not to take away from what they've done, but yeah, to look at getting the community back into the store and pushing forward. We had a lot of challenges from a spa group last year, but we're on the mend, and it's coming right, and we look forward to getting stronger and stronger, you know, as time goes. And I'm looking to bring in a lot of new things to try and just add extra value. One of my areas that I'm focusing on right now is the fresh produce and that section, looking at alternative and new suppliers as well. So to just try and bring an exciting range in there. Something I will start soon, which I've done in my other stores, is have a market day sort of every week, where we will have a Thursday and a Friday. We'll run specials in the produce section, which we'll communicate via media, Facebook and Instagram, and we can create a WhatsApp group just for advertising as well. So we watch the space for that.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah,
it looks like probably on a weekly basis there's going to be noticeable changes in the store. So you're gonna have to keep popping in, get in while the getting's good. And it sounds like it's all good at Bolito Quick Spa. Dave, we're gonna have to have another chat. I can see.
Yes.
We're gonna need an update from you really soon. In the meantime, I'm wishing you a terrific Tuesday, a wonderful week ahead. Might see you out on a mountain bike saddle one of these days. Yeah. Probably before that, at another 5K Friday boardwalk.
Definitely.
Morning.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I don't have a choice about the riding. We got Sony coming up, and I'm very far behind.
There's time still. And you heard it right here on Radio Life and Style. The time, 17 minutes to 8. Adam Levine coming in, putting you in a good mood. Just keep it locked on Radio Life and Style.